हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हिंदी और इंग्लिश, सो द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज ऑलवेज लाइक दैट। मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज ऑलवेज फुल ऑफ एंग्जाइटी, फुल ऑफ प्रॉब्लम्स, फुल ऑफ स्ट्रेस। एज द कलयुग इज एडवांसिंग, द टुडेज एज इज एडवांसिंग फर्दर, इज मच मोर स्ट्रेस इज गोइंग टू कम अप। नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ बेड स्ट्रेंथ इज नॉट इनफ हियर, नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ दैट, दैट्स अ एक्सटर्नल रीजन, इज जस्ट अ एक्सटर्नल कॉज। बट एंग्जाइटी इज नोन टू इंक्रीज इन दिस डे एंड एज, एंड देन एंग्जाइटी मीन्स फ्रस्ट्रेशन, फ्रस्ट्रेशन मीन्स देन यू डिमांड एंड यू गेट एंग्री, एंगर कम्स मीन देन देयर इज वायलेंस, मे बी इमोशनल वायलेंस, दिस इज इमोशनल वायलेंस, लाइक गॉड इज वॉचिंग यू, ही विल सी यू। सो दिस इज हाउ इट इज, यू आर अंडर स्ट्रेस फॉर व्हाटएवर रीजंस यू हैव, योर फैमिली, योर डिसीज, योर फाइनेंशियल प्रॉब्लम्स, व्हाटएवर यू हैव एट होम, दैट ब्रिंग्स यू वन ऑन वन लेवल ऑफ एंग्जाइटी, एंड देन समथिंग विच यू वॉन्ट टू हैपन डजेंट हैपन, देन इट एड्स ऑन टू दैट। यू हैव वेरी लो लेवल ऑफ पेशेंस व्हेन यू आर एंग्शियस, पेशेंस इज वेरी लेस, यू कैन जस्ट वेट, यू नो यू आर एंग्री, योर ट्रेन इज गोइंग टू मिस योर इंटरव्यूज देयर इन चर्चगेट, एंड देयर इज अ क्यू इन द स्टेशन टू बाय टिकट ऑन रेलवे, सो देयर नेचुरली योर पेशेंस इज वेरी लेस देयर, तो शाउटिंग चालू होता है। दैट इज वाई द ओनली सोल्यूशन, ना यू मे से अरे आप सर, आप मैंने प्रश्न क्या पूछा और आप जवाब क्या दे रहे हो, आई एम गोइंग टू द रूट कॉज ऑफ द सिचुएशन। रूट कॉज इज एवरीबडी बिफोर कमिंग टू द वर्क every single day should pray to the Lord to give you a nice day, to give you a nice day. We are not saying ki free of problems, but a day where problems will come, but you give me strength to manage that problem in a very peaceful manner. Generally when problem comes, suppose you are okay, you are doing a service, somebody starts shouting at you, the natural reaction is you also want to shout at them back. It's natural reaction na, abhi बेकार में आप मुझे चिल्ला रहे हो तो मैं भी आपको चिल्ला रहा हूँ बेकार। बट इफ यू आर पीसफुल एंड यू नो व्हाट यू आर डूइंग हियर, तो ही शाउटिंग बट यू आर आंसरिंग फुल्ली, तो ही हैज टू कूल डाउन सम टाइम। सपोज यू गेट डिस्टर्ब बाय वन पेशेंट, योर डिस्टर्बेंस विल बी कैरियड फॉर टू ऑल द पेशेंट आफ्टरवर्ड्स। यू कांट से कि पेशेंट में से अरे तो उस पर गुस्सा करो, मेरे को क्यों नहीं निकालते हो, बट यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू कंट्रोल योर सेल्फ वंस यू गेट डिस्टर्ब विद वन पेशेंट। So that's why I'm saying, I am not talking to you, I will tell you the curative method also, but I'm first telling you preventive method. Preventive method is better than curative method, na, always. So preventive method is that what disturbs you is somebody's disturbance. Is that right? You may not be disturbed, your wife is good, husband is good, everything is good, every morning everything went well at home. So you're not anxiety or not in frustration or whatever. But somebody is frustrated and stressed, is giving you that frustration over you, and then you reacting with anger and whatever. So if you want to stop that, because you are not going to only treat one patient per day, you are not going to base your कि मैं इसको treatment करने को आई थी बस उसका 8 घंटा मेरे उसी के anger ने बिगाड़ दिया, ऐसा नहीं हो सकता ना। You have many patients to see, many people to handle, many your staff members, your IBI ward boys, your departmental colleagues, so many people are there. So you cannot afford in your job, even if you are not in spiritual organization, even if you are not, you can't afford to disturb yourself by one thing in the day and disturb everything of the day because of that. You can't do that. So you need to pray in the morning before coming. Specifically, I have come to know this more and more last few days, and somehow it is surfacing in the talks also wherever I am doing, that you need to learn to pray before your work starts, so that you have to be sure that my day will be full of problems. You tell me where there is no problem, tell me. Suddenly you now come out and there is rain, so now you are watching, my dress is getting spoiled, cars are going like this, and so from that moment you woke up in the morning, the problems are going to start. It's not going to not there. Even if you go to village, something else will be there. Lights will go off. Something will be there always. That's why this prayer is very important. Prayer is not sign of a weak mind, please understand. Prayer is sign of intelligence. Prayer is sign of humility, not weakness of mind. Humility is different, weakness of mind is different. And what is our humility? That yes, I am subjected to all these disturbances in the world and I need strength to manage all these disturbances. So my Lord, I pray to you, Hey Bhagwan, mujhe aap shakti dena. ताकि मैं आज के दिन में आने वाले सारे समस्याओं का शांत मन से समाधान कर सकूं. मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट इज एंग्री होके सब लोग कर सकते हैं, लेकिन मुझे वो शांत दिमाग से करना है ताकि मेरा अगला घंटा ये घंटे की वजह से डिस्टर्ब नहीं होना चाहिए, या मेरा 8 घंटे की वजह से मेरे घर जाके और लोगों को डिस्टर्ब नहीं करना चाहिए, है ना. समझो आप ही, आपके 8 घंटे में आप यहाँ पर इतने डिस्टर्ब हो गए कि फिर कपड़ा पहन के घर गए तो पहला पति, बाद में बच्चा, बाद में सबको धराधड़ चालू कर दिया. सो इट्स नॉट नेसेसरी ना, तो ज़रूरत नहीं है. कंपार्टमेंटलाइज करना ज़रूरी है आपको. इसीलिए मैंने भी कल हमारे स्टाफ को बताया कि जब पेशेंट को केयर देने जाते हो, नॉट नेसेसरी स्पिरिचुअल केयर, आप नर्सिंग केयर दे रहे हो, यू आर गिविंग नर्सिंग केयर, आप अपना और कुछ प्रोजेक्ट का काम कर रहे हो, एक काम ख़त्म करके दूसरा काम शुरू करने के पहले आप एक 30 सेकेंड का ब्रेक लो, एक लंबी सांस लो और एक प्रेयर ऑफर करो भगवान को, प्लीज हेल्प मी माय लॉर्ड. दैट इज नॉट द साइन ऑफ वीकनेस, इट्स इंटेलिजेंस प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर द नेक्स्ट टास्क. और ऐसा आप आदत लगाएंगे ना तो आपको बहुत अच्छे अनुभव आएंगे. दुनिया नहीं बदलेगी, बदलना केवल आपको है, ध्यान रखना इस बात को. अगर आपको शांति का अनुभव करना है तो आपको ही बदलना है, दुनिया नहीं बदलेगी, ना आप उसको बदल सकते हो. इसलिए प्रेयर जरूरी है. और आपका काम तो इतना सुंदर काम है कि आप लोगों के दर्द का निवारण करने के लिए यहाँ पर आए हो. हाँ, आप शायद पेशेंट नहीं देखते होंगे. हाँ नारद मुनि जी, आप पेशेंट नहीं देखते होंगे. उनका नाम नारद मुनि दास है, मैं उनको चिढ़ा नहीं रहा हूँ. उनका दीक्षित नाम हिज ग्रेस नारद मुनि दास है, गुरु ने रखा हुआ है. तो आपका काम पेशेंट को देखने का नहीं होगा शायद, आप कोई ईट वीट सब पेंट वेंट देखते होंगे, लेकिन वो भी आप पेशेंट के लिए कर रहे हो क्योंकि हॉस्पिटल में काम कर रहे हो, है ना. सो योर वर्क इज कनेक्टेड टू पीपल हु आर इन पेन. वेर एवर यू गो यू आर हैंडलिंग पेन, योर प्रोफेशन इज टू हैंडल पेन, बराबर है. सो पेन इज देयर इन योर लाइफ ऑल्सो एंड पेन इज देयर इन पेशेंट लाइफ ऑल्सो, बट नाउ बिकॉज ऑफ ए प्रोफेशन you have to keep your pain aside and try to solve his pain because that is your profession. And solving others' pain is not easy. It's not easy at all. There's a variety of pains, emotional pain, social pain, financial pain, family pain, relationship pain, physical pain, disease pain, mild, moderate, severe. And pain always, when you handle pain, you get drained. It's automatic. If I meet you and your birthday is, I wish you happy birthday to you, I'm not going to get drained. I'm happy. You are also happy. So we only exchange happiness. But when you come to me with pain, I have to be on a stable condition of mind to handle your pain. If I am weak that day, you are going to affect me and I'm not going to help you. Two things are going to happen. I can't help you and you are going to also affect me with your pain. So we all have to bring strength with us, God given strength coming from God as mercy of God, bring with you, and with that weapon you deal with others' pain. दूसरों के दर्दों को सामना करना है आपको तो आपके पास में शक्ति होना चाहिए. तो सब लोग यहाँ पर ऐसे डिस्चार्ज मिलेंगे आपको. Everybody will be discharged. Everybody is just tired. They don't want to face a new patient because they are already exhausted. इसलिए इसका बेसिक जो है ना, बिकॉज एट होम ऑल्सो यू हैव स्ट्रेस, यू हैव चिल्ड्रेन, हस्बैंड, मदर इन लॉ, फादर इन लॉ, बीमार कोई नहीं है, बीमार है, स्कूल का फी भरना है, एडमिशन लेना है, कितने सारे घर के काम रहते हैं, बैंक में जाना है, हजार चीज़ रहते हैं, सब्जी लाना है, अभी आलू खत्म हो गया है, तेल खत्म हो गया है, अभी जाने को टाइम नहीं मिल रहा है, ऑफिस से लेट हो गए. सो यू हैव ऑल काइंड ऑफ डिफिकल्टीज, बट स्टिल बिकॉज ऑफ ऑल दिस डिफिकल्टीज वी कैन नॉट जस्ट सिट डाउन एंड से भी क्या करूँ, वो भी मैं कुछ कर ही नहीं सकती रही. ऐसा नहीं कर सकते ना. You just can't say, I'm so tired, I can't feed my child. I'm just so tired, I just cannot give you lunch today. प्लीज मैनेज योर सेल्फ, ऐसा कर सकते हैं? नहीं कर सकते ना, वही तो जिंदगी का चैलेंज है अल्टीमेटली. यू कैन नॉट से कि अरे घर में बेबी का ऐसा हो गया तो ऑफिस में आज मैं कुछ काम ही नहीं करूँगा, अब ऑफिस में ऐसा हो तो घर में कुछ काम नहीं करूँगा. बहुत थिंग्स आर अफेक्टिंग. दैट्स व्हाई आई फील मोर एंड मोर व्हेन आई सी थिंग्स एंड मोर एंड मोर व्हेन आई हैंडल पीपल एंड आई हैव टू टॉक टू देम एंड ओनली वन थिंग दैट आई हैव टू बी इक्विप्ड विद द स्ट्रेंथ कमिंग फ्रॉम गॉड. आई हैव टू गैदर स्ट्रेंथ फ्रॉम गॉड through a prayer, and then only I can meet people who are in pain and I can alleviate their pain instead of increasing their pain. If you are in pain and you meet people with pain, maybe you will increase their pain because of your pain. You are supposed to decrease their pain by your profession. That is why I always feel that all people in medical field need to learn to pray on a daily basis and regularly. Not because you are working in Hare Krishna Hospital, you need to learn to pray. Wherever you are working with patients who are in pain, in medical profession, whether you are pathologist, you are sonologist, whether you are X-ray specialist, whoever you are, if you are supposed to meet people in disease or pain and suffering, you need to learn to pray and get strength from God and help the people who are in pain. And relieving people from pain is the work of God. Is the work of Supreme Lord. It is His mission to relieve you of pain. And when you choose to become part of His mission to relieve others' pain, then you receive His mercy also. And मैं आपका काम कर रहा हूँ. तो मैं आपका काम कर रहा हूँ तो already you are happy with me because I am doing your work. So when I am doing His work, He has to be happy with me. I am saying yes, yes, my Lord. Your mission is my mission. Thy will is my will. Life will be done. So we have to rise above this. Ki my pain, my will. We always have to identify with His will. And one who says, thy will is my will, thy will be done, he is the most happy person in life. Misery cannot enter in his life because one who makes his will as my will, my will as his will, a perfect living being, he will have no problem. Although problem will be there, he will not be seen in problem. He will be ably, nicely handling the problem. That's why I don't think that, you know, spiritual care is only important in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. It's actually important in every hospital. It is important in every place. Why only hospital? When people who work in electricity corporation, in steel corporation, in some other corporation, everybody is undergoing stress. No? They need God's grace. God's grace is extremely important. And God's grace is not unavailable, it's available. You have to connect. Are Vodafone rays available here? Yes or no?
Yes.
What do you need to connect with that? What do you need? You need an instrument and you need a SIM card. When you have that, immediately you can understand that yes, I can communicate through Vodafone rays now. Is Aircel rays available here? Yes, available. You need to have instrument and SIM card. Is CNN rays available here? BBC available here? Yes, available. You need television set and you need connection of cable. Then you can see CNN and BBC also. Like that, even CNN, BBC will be available in some area. It may not be available in Mahabaleshwar, for example. But God's grace is available everywhere. Every single place, God's grace is available. You need to know how to connect with that. And the only powerful method to connect with God's grace is a prayer. A prayer which comes from the heart, selflessly, for others, is fast connection. Prayer which comes for some motivational activity, like which a selfish desire is there, it will be also heard, but slow connection. Signal strength, not so strong. But when the prayer is done for others in a selfless way, strong connection, immediate. Because God is selfless personality, He loves to see others who are selfless. So those who are selfless, niswarth, God's blessings are available very easily for them. those are selfish and motivated, you know, in their desire. Some selfishness is there. So it is little less connection is there for that. It will be there. It will be heard. It's not that when you pray for yourself, it will not be heard. It will be heard, but still fastest hearing is when you pray for others. This is how when you equip, and now you come across a problem like this. But we have to understand one thing in the hospital, that here everyone comes by default in suffering. When you are suffering, how you are irritable, angry, shouting, you know, patient ghar pe kaisa hota hai, to bacche ko bukhar aaya jo bahut chilla raha hai, wo sab jo bhi deta hu wo thuk deta hai, khali ro raha hai jo jo se ta khaste rehta hai. But otherwise when he is normal, he is like kissing you and his mama, I love you, wo hi bachcha hai na wo. But you expect that when he is sick, he is going to be irritable. So like that, when the patient is coming here, he is sick, so he is expected to be irritable. Some are less, some are more, but some are there, what to do. So as caregivers, na, however angry and irritable they are, you should not get disturbed actually. Why? Out of compassion, knowing that they are not well, they have not come to enjoy picnic here, they are having problem. You have to actually imagine a person. I'll tell you, abhi aapne, you have told me story of convulsion. Have you seen a convulsion as a nurse? You have seen, na? Have you seen a convulsion? It's a horrible thing to see convulsion. When I saw my baby got convulsion for the first time on 8th January 2011, I was so depressed. It took me long time to come out of depression. One time I was translating His Holiness Radhanath Swami's lecture on an annual day on 11th of January 2011. And that time my baby got convulsion. And I was translating still. And Dr. Sankhya ran with her to ICU, remember? It was so difficult for me. First, I'm doctor, I have done everything, I need to be fine. But I wasn't prepared to handle this situation. I was like, unprepared, it happened. And it took me a long time. It was like, it took me two years to come over that feeling of depression. But then she was convulsing every now and then. First I kept count, then I forgot the count because there were so many convulsions, I forgot everything. But it is not easy to see your relative having a convulsion. As a nurse, you may say, yeah, okay, get him admitted, I'll just give injection and he'll be alright. And even if your child or your relative get a convulsion, you may know everything, but still you will be so disturbed because, you know, you will not know what to do. Sister, you bhi ghara baga maja mulala. It's like that.
Yesterday happened in our maternity. Staff got convulsion.
So
we all got so panicked, crushed, everything is there, but then that moment,
because it is your staff, na. If you would have patient, you wouldn't have got so much distressed. But now some of one of you, like, you know, oh, Suneha, oh, Varsha, suddenly, even if you are a nurse, it's like your daily job, but you will still be a different feeling that day. But this is like known to you, no, person, really connected to you.
Yes.
So it is natural to be disturbed. But we should not get disturbed because they are disturbed. Abhi iske wajah se kya hua? Another convulsion that person got in casualty. Hai na? Another bout of pain for that person. Another bout of suffering to see the relative as seeing her. And she is another. And each and every convulsion, you kill. I mean, not, you don't kill, but hundreds of cells in the brain are killed with every convulsion. The person gets more and more dull only as time passes. Then medicine also make him further dull. So each and every convulsion, 200-300 cells out of trillions of cells are destroyed. So person is like post-icteric phase, na? Post-convulsive phase, like as if unconscious but conscious. So I am telling again and again, pray, because unless you receive strength through grace of God, you can't be peaceful. You will get disturbed. You will get angry. You will start, you want to give him back, you know. Kya samajhte aap? Itna main samjha raha hu, phir bhi aap samajhte nahi ho. Baitho udhar abhi, bahut ho gaya aapka. Aisa you will feel like telling him, but still you will not tell. And still so you should not tell. Somebody is unreasonable, we still will talk firmly. But we all have to constantly remember that we are dealing with pain here. What is the collective consciousness of a hospital? Hospital mein ghusenge, सारा माहौल का सब कुछ इकट्ठा किया, बेरीज बेरीज किया उसका, तो क्या मिलेगा आपको? पेन. वी आर ट्राइंग टू डिफीट दैट पेन बाय स्पिरिचुअलिटी हियर. एज सून एज यू एंटर के एम हॉस्पिटल, व्हाट डू यू सी, व्हाट डू यू फील? यू हैव नॉट इवन सीन पेशेंट ऑल्सो. अभी तक आप वार्ड में गए नहीं हो, लेकिन अभी ऐसे गेट में एंट्री कर रहे हो. व्हाट डू यू सी? पेन. यू गेट बर्डन विद द वाइब्रेशन ऑफ पेन. बट वेन यू कम टू भक्तिवेदांत हॉस्पिटल, यू आर नॉट बॉक डाउन विद द वाइब्रेशन ऑफ पेन इनिशियली इन द बिगिनिंग, बिकॉज द एटमोस्फियर इज बजिंग विद द होली नेम, तुलसी प्लांट, डिवोटीज, प्रेयर programs, spirituality is infused, injected into that. So you don't feel that much of pain. Plus everybody individually, if is surcharged with the mercy of the Lord through the prayer, strength is there, then further you will feel less pain. So what are you doing is, you are nullifying the effect of atmosphere over you by adding something in that. So, it is a एक्चुअली स्पीकिंग ना, सब पीपल में फीलिंग कि व्हाट इज द स्पिरिचुअल केयर, क्या अभी एक प्रेयर हो गया, थोड़ा म्यूजिक चला लिया. इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट. द पर्पज इज टू कन्वर्ट दैट पेन इनटू हैप्पीनेस थ्रू मेडिकल केयर, थ्रू इमोशनल केयर, थ्रू स्पिरिचुअल केयर, थ्रू एटमोस्फियर, थ्रू काउंसलिंग, थ्रू फ्रेग्रेंस, थ्रू प्रेयर, थ्रू सत्संग, थ्रू होली नेम कीर्तन, थ्रू स्पिरिचुअल केयर प्रोग्राम. यू आर ट्राइंग टू, व्हाट यू आर ट्राइंग टू डिफीट, यू आर ट्राइंग टू डिफीट दैट pain atmosphere, pain vibration, which is affecting you also. Whatever is there going on affecting everybody who is there in the atmosphere. Please understand, nobody is free. बारिश आएगा तो सब लोग भीग जाएंगे, वो प्राइम मिनिस्टर भी बचेगा नहीं, आप भी नहीं बचेंगे. बारिश आता है और आप बाहर जाते हो तो आप सब लोग भीगने वाले हो. वैसे if you enter in the atmosphere of pain, each and everybody will be affected. But still, you also know, some people like Dr. Sankey don't seem to be affected. All of you know that, na? Last guy to be affected is Dr. Sankey. If everybody affected, then he comes in. And that's something. So it is the achievement of lifetimes of practice of prayers. It's not like everybody has a nature, ki, haan, he is by nature strong. No, wo nature strong kaise hua, uska bhi kuch background hai na. One has to also achieve. Nobody becomes a muscular man just by nature. By, we are not a monkey by born, we are athlete. It's not like that. You have to do something to see that muscles are getting up and shoulders are big and strength is there, and you know, doing activity like that. That's why I'm requesting all of you that problems will be there and problems will continue to exist. Till you exist and I exist and the world exists. Till the end of life, problems will exist. But how then some people are smiling and some people are crying? Why it is so? You think those who are smiling, they don't have a problem in life? And only those who cry, they have a problem in life? Sometimes those who cry don't have any problem in life. Simply the attention-seeking tendency is there. Just to catch your attention, they want to cry and make you feel that something is there to talk to me. All things are there. But we want to be amongst those people who will teach the science of smiling in the middle of suffering. Why not? Why only Mahatma Gandhi should do that? Or why only Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj should do that? Or why only Jesus should do that? Or why only Tukaram Maharaj should do that? Unne ko theka liya hai kya uska? Haan, liya hai unne, but it doesn't mean ke, you are great, sir. Sir, sir, you please do, keep on doing, sir. Sir, our prayers are with you. Please do it. Why should like that? He is teaching you by his example. You also can do it. But you have to pray. Learn to pray. And the easiest and the simplest prayer in life is the holy name of the Lord. When you call the Lord by name and offer your prayer, you will never fail to receive his blessings and strength from him. Never. Maybe you call out to your husband, you may not get some all-time strength. Possible. Or your husband calls out to you, you are maybe that angry, you will not respond to him. Or you call out to your son, he may not respond to you. Son calls you, you also may be sleeping that day. But God, when you call out, is never sleeping when you call out. This is amazing. When there is sleeping time here, there is a waking time in America. Somebody is praying there. So poor fellow, God doesn't get time to sleep only. This is not true. When you pray in your morning time, it's night time for America. And the night time becomes daytime, it's night time for you here. And somebody is always praying, so he is always listening to your prayers. Not on one planet. In the heavenly planet somebody is praying, in the hellish planet somebody is praying, on earth somebody is praying. In America somebody is praying, in India somebody is praying, everybody is praying somewhere. He has to listen to the prayers, respond to each and everybody individually. It's a big task, but he is not getting tired by doing that. He is very happy. Somebody is connecting to him. He has so much thing to give you. And he is waiting to give you. Eager to give you. And you ask and he gives immediately. So take it very seriously. Whatever you are from, you may be Buddhist, Islam, Christian, Hindu, Jew, or whatever. Pray to the Lord and connect to him. And make your life rich. When you are rich, you can others make others rich. If you are happy, you can make others happy. If you are not happy, you cannot make others happy. If you are frustrated, only thing what you can give others is frustration. However, whatever you are. If the beauty queen in the film industry is frustrated today, how beautiful she is, you feel like looking at her. But if she is frustrated, she will give frustration only to you, however beautiful she is. So it's not what you see. Is what is here in the heart. The heart is in agony. However beautiful you are, you will give agony only. So we are talking about that happiness coming from heart. And if you are happy at the heart, then you will be always giving happiness to others. And when you give positive happiness to others, all of automatically their pains. Ek baar na, main aapko batata hoon, just example. We were coming by train from Pune to Mumbai. And our daughter was that time little small, she was in the lap, and we were in the second class sitting train from Pune to Bombay. So she used to cry, like from childhood she used to cry because of pains, you know. So the whole journey she was crying like hell actually. So much she was crying. And you know, I took her to the window with fresh air, and she took her to the window. Both of us went to the window, both of us went down, put her on the lap, upside down, for supine prone. All kinds of natural daily tricks we did. She just didn't stop crying. In those days, we were not giving her any puffs or anything for, you know, anticonvulsant. Nothing we were giving her. So all the 3 hours simply went in her howling and we were managing. So finally the neighbor who was there, you know, sitting co-passenger, he said, "Manna padega aapko, 3 ghante se bachcha ro raha hai, aap itne shanti se usko handle kar rahe ho." Like, we didn't realize kaisa hum log kar rahe hain, but somebody else felt that, you know. I mean, suppose if something is happening daily, daily you can't get disturbed and angry, upset about it, na. Roz agar kaya hota sahil tar, roz kodi thoda sa angry, jinja odna sa, you know, it's not possible. So somewhere you have to also learn to handle a situation which is coming daily to you. So is it not that daily you are seeing patients? So can you afford to get disturbed daily and get daily angry? Oh, office mein aate hi madam aisa sab taiyar ho talwar leke aaya hua ko aa samne aayega usko jhaadte jaungi main aisa nahi kar sakte na. It's no, you know that I'm working in a hospital, I'm a nurse, and I've got sort of so many people under me, and I'm going to visit everybody who is in pain only, frustration only. So better I equip myself. Wo yuddh mein kaisa, they wear armor na, to pata hai baan aane wale hai. They wear bulletproof jacket. Why? They were युद्ध में जा रहा हूँ ना अभी बोली आप बरसने वाली हैं तो मुझे पहनना ही पड़ेगा उसको मुझे पता है कि मैं ऐसे कंडीशन में जा रहा हूँ जिसमें गोलियाँ बरसने वाली हैं मेरे ऊपर आई कैन नॉट से कर भूल गया जो बुलेट किधर गया वो भूल गया यू कैन डू दैट ना यू हैव टू नो कि मैं जंगल में जा रहा हूँ युद्ध करने के लिए तो इधर बिस्किट भरा हुआ है पैकेट सब पैकेट में गोलियाँ का रिंग्स वो सब भरा हुआ है गन इधर रखा है इधर रखा है ये चाकू रखा है वो सब है उनका इक्विपमेंट दे हैव टू कम आउट विद दैट ना दे कांट से अरे गोली आ रहे अरे सर आप युद्ध में हो व्हाट डू यू एक्सपेक्ट फूल आएंगे फूल पाकिस्तान की ओर से ये लो आज हमारा ईद है लो फूल ले लो ईद में भी गोली मारते हो क्या करेंगे So what I'm trying to tell you is that this thing is not going to change. This thing is not going to change. Today convulsion, tomorrow something else. Essentially it will remain same. So what is better? Better to change, better to equip yourself to face all these things. Otherwise you have to retire. Premature retirement. I just can't handle it anymore. It's too much. But if we have chosen, that's why we look up to seniors, because seniors are seasoned. They have already gone through many years of that kind of situation, and they know how to handle, they know how to guide you, they know, they still keep smiling and they encourage you. Or they don't get disturbed. When you tell the story, they also get disturbed. Already you are disturbed, and you go to your senior and you tell the study, and madam also, really, I'll come down right now and tell you the patient where the patient is. You can't do that, na? So, pray. Please pray. It's a simple and easiest way to equip yourself and make yourself strong. Maybe today you pray, you may not get so much strength, but you practice to pray and keep praying every day, make a habit, daily spend time before coming, like we spend 2 hours in the morning every day. Because I know I am going to, what is my job? My job is spiritual care. I know I am going to meet people who are going to come to me with distress. Sometimes we feel, how can somebody be whole day meeting people in distress and counseling them? It's a fact. Ram Charan Prabhu, myself, others in department, the ladies in the spiritual care, constantly they are dealing with what? Only pain. And sometimes suddenly in between death comes. So that is 3-4 hours. In between all the routine, some icing on the cake comes. So it's known, na? It's going to happen in the hospital. It's not surprising in the hospital somebody dies. You can't say, haas toh mein khatam hi ho gayi. But you know ki death may come. Already you are knowing ki wo patient already gasping hai, wo jane wala hai. So when you know already your job description and your job is very noble job of reducing somebody's pain or nullifying somebody's pain, better you equip yourself. You cannot damage yourself every day by unprepared situation. The warrior cannot go every day unprepared without bulletproof or jacket in the war field and every day come wounded at home and get bullet removal and surgery and this and that. Every day you cannot afford to do that. When you know you are in the war, you have to equip yourself for bulletproof jacket pehna padega aur jana hoga aur wapas aana hoga. Hare Krishna.